Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey girl, hey, welcome to Taste of Taylor, my weekly podcast. I'm your host, Taylor Strecker. You might know me from SiriusXM Radio. I mean, I was there for like 12 years after all. But then Howard Stern allegedly got jealous of me, so I had to leave. I was actually able to pull myself up by the bootstraps and start my own podcast, Taste of Taylor, which is now officially with Dear Media. I'm so excited to say that. Ha! So I promise you in this podcast, you're going to either learn about something, you're going to be inspired by someone that's like always coming from a perspective of like humor, then this is the place for you. I hope you enjoy this little snack.
Hey guys, this is Note to Self and I'm your host, Peyton Sarton. From Q&As and breakup tips to simply navigating every stage of life, Note to Self is a space to get messy, explore new perspectives, and ultimately empower yourself and others. Grab some wine or a mocktail, and I hope you enjoy today's episode. All right, hi guys. Welcome back to another episode of Note to Self. I am having the weirdest week. Let me just start off with my life update. So I feel like I'm kind of slipping back into a depression or something. Like I feel myself just not giving a shit about like anything. And as soon as my apartment starts to like go, I know it's coming. And today I was laying on the couch and I kind of have to do that because Winnie, as I'm recording this, by the way, it's like a little bit pre-recorded. So Winnie has just gotten her spay surgery. If you're new here, Winnie's my puppy. So she just got spayed and she like still has that big like donut on her head and she can't jump, you know, around anywhere she's not supposed to. Of course, she's driving me insane trying to day three or day four. Yeah. Trying to like jump up on the couch. She's jumping from the back of the couch onto the ground. And I'm like having a mental breakdown, checking her stitches every 5 seconds. And I can't take her for a walk, which I'm starting to notice there are these little things that I do day to day that really like stave off any type of depressive episode for me. And I'm trying to take more responsibility for my life. I'm trying to be proactive. And that's one thing we kind of discussed in the 20s episode, that like you have to take responsibility and change things for yourself. And for me, it's been easy in my life to be like, okay, well, I'm just depressed. Like that's kind of my identity. That's been me my entire life. And now I'm like, fuck, Peyton, you can't do that all the time. You have to learn to do all of these things day to day to kind of help you stay afloat. You know what I mean? It's good for you. It's good for your health. It's good for your brain. So in the last couple of weeks, the beginning of the year, like kind of not where I want to start when it comes to like revamping for the year, I've just been so freaking lazy. Like I haven't gotten on my workout grind quite yet. I worked out once a couple days ago and I've been sore ever since. So I've just been like, well, maybe what if I just didn't work out? And then, like I said, I'm not taking Winnie on her walks. So I've just been just kind of in my apartment in the darkness, with kind of not a lot to do and laying down a lot, watching a lot of TV, a lot of Netflix, which sometimes is absolutely necessary. But like, I need to get my life together because I feel myself like losing grip on all my motivation. So this week is about getting my shit together in that sense and getting out of the house, getting sunlight in my eyes, drinking enough water, getting enough vitamin D. I know I'm deficient in vitamin D. I always have been. I feel like this is just such a thing. I feel like most people are kind of deficient in vitamin D. So anyway, this week is about taking ownership of my day-to-day and those small daily tasks. And I just need to get my ass up because I've become so lazy to the point where it's not even like, you can give yourself grace for like taking time off and doing things like that. I talk about that a lot on Note to Self, obviously. I've mentioned that a number of times. But at some point, you know when you're getting lazy, you know? Like I need to step it up. So for me, I'm not a 75 hard or a 30 hard or whatever girly. I know if I set myself out on my journey to do that, I am possibly going to fail. And not because I don't want... No, I actually don't want to be a 75 hard kind of person. I just don't want to do it. It's not my thing. I don't like those kind of very intense rules for myself. I am a recovering perfectionist in my life. And I have made up arbitrary rules for myself for the sake of just like achievement and feeling good about accomplishing those arbitrary rules. And it just never ends well for me. I just am a person that gets serious about it. And then I start like attaching that set of rules to like my identity. And if I don't achieve it, or if I don't, you know, perfectly follow those rules, and I start feeling bad about myself, and I get really annoyed because I wasn't perfect during the arbitrary rule setting time of kind of an arbitrary time as well. So I'm just not a 75 hard girly. I don't really do many things like that. I don't do a lot of like challenges and stuff like that because I don't want to be forced to do something a certain amount of time. That's also why I don't work in the corporate world. Or I guess that's why I didn't want to work in the corporate world. The structure of it all must be nice, but sometimes I feel like structure, I need to be more fluid. And for that reason, let's say to maintain and kind of keep my happiness levels up and keep my dopamine levels up while also not having to like strive to be perfect and so serious, we're going to do something a little more unserious. And that is my version of 75 soft. Now, I'm going to come up with another word, hopefully by the time this episode airs, or phrase for this time. So like 75 blank for the Note to Self version of it, because it's not the same as like everyone else's version. And I have some like random little tidbits here and there that I've added. I've taken away some things from what I've seen as like the standard quote 75 soft that I've seen on TikTok and stuff. So this is going to be 75 blank for now. Just check the title. If you check the title and it's not 75 soft, you know I've come up with something good. If it's 75 soft, know that I waited until the last second and I couldn't come up with something that made sense to submit my episode. Okay, so just that's what's going on there. So we're going to start this today. I'm starting it today. So I'll be a little bit ahead, but I'm going to also restart it with you guys. And I'm testing it out. I'm seeing what I like. I'm seeing what I don't like. And I will share some stuff that I have learned by the end of our, you and I's, 75 soft. And you can start this whenever you want. And the rules for this are attempt to do everything on the list every single day for 75 days. If you don't hit everything because you lived one evening and you didn't go to bed before midnight because you were out with your friends and you didn't do your LED mask or whatever it is that I'm going to add to this list, that's on the list, by the way, that's okay. Just do it the next day. Just get back on the horse and we'll finish it the next day. So before we start, do I have a content corner for you guys? Not really. I have like I want to be consuming this content corner. I have been listening to, I've been listening to the rest of Power Moves by Lauren McGoodwin, who was on the podcast last week. Great career advice. I've also been like looking at the Career Contessa Instagram and also there listening to the podcast. Big fan. Also, I have gone back now and listened to past Giggly Squad episodes because I love Giggly Squad so much. So big fan of the Giggly Squad podcast this week. I know like literally everyone and their mothers listens to that. I was so late on the game for that one. It's just hard for me to listen to two people talk about like some pop culture stuff and just like random tidbits because a lot of the time I just like don't relate or like I don't think they're very funny, to be quite honest. And I think that Paige and Hannah's chemistry is obviously fucking hilarious. And I think both of them are like actually equally hilarious. I know Hannah's a comedian, but Paige like has her funniness as well. So big fan of that show. Would love to have one of them on the podcast or both eventually. Fingers crossed. I have like a list of my goal people for the year. And I was actually wondering, like, do I do like in a vision board type of thing where I like photos of all my people that I want on the podcast? Or is that like creepy to have a bunch of people's photos all over like my desktop or like in a document that I just like look at to like immerse myself in who I want to come on the podcast. I don't know. Or just do I do it like a name list and just keep it normal and don't be a freak? We're figuring that out. But I want to have some like kind of weird guests on the podcast. I want to have some, I guess, like social media people on the podcast, but we're gonna brainstorm. We're gonna get some good girlies on the pod. So Giggly Squad. I also purchased a book called The Lean Startup because I want to start a new venture here if I get the balls to do it. Also, if I feel like funding it myself. So I'm learning how to do so without wasting all of my money. And I was recommended The Lean Startup for that. So that's a book that I have gotten, and that will be the book that I am reading most likely, that or like a Sylvia Plath book, The Bell Jar. I've already read that, but I'm going to read it again. One of those books I'm going to start with for my, let's say, different vibes. Okay, very different vibes, those two books. I'm going to start with for my 75 soft challenge as well. So let's get into the 75 insert name here / soft challenge, the note to self version. All right, so I was like kind of segmented this out to be like morning stuff, during the day stuff, and then evening things. And I'm going to keep it in a list on my Notion. That's kind of how I plan my every day. You could also just use your notes app. And I also encourage you, when I share this with you, because note to self is all about you and you having your little meeting of the minds inside of your own brain, I would encourage you to take away, obviously, or add anything that you feel like would help your life. If you have certain goals you're trying to accomplish, just reverse engineer those goals, add them into here. If you want to pick up a daily habit, add it into your list, and it's like a little experiment. That's what I like about the 75 soft thing or any type of really simple challenge like this, barring, you know, you don't take it too seriously, obviously. It seems like a little experiment because you have a certain amount of time, you're doing a certain number of tasks, and you can look back on this experience and be like, all right, how do I look? How do I feel? What's the vibe? Because let's be honest, this one for me, my whole 75 soft is about not getting depressed and being hot. That's the two things that I'm trying to accomplish here with this. Not getting depressed, being hot. That's what we're going into 2024 with. That's what my Q1 is about. Okay. I'm setting these habits now because these are two very important things to me.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, so my 75 soft, or whatever word I come up with. In the morning, this is what we're keeping in mind. This is my little mini to-do list. Okay, so I'm going to be drinking a gallon of water every day, and I typically do start the morning with a glass of water. I didn't bring my water bottle in to record today, or else I would show you on the video, but I have a large water bottle from Amazon, so now I'm just filling that up and taking that with me everywhere today, or every day. So I am going to possibly remember, hopefully, to make an Amazon list for the 75 hard situation. I'll try to keep prices low, you do not need to buy any of these things. I'll just link what I'm using for these various tasks on that Amazon list. Okay, so a gallon of water every single day. That's going to be helpful for me. I am a dehydrated girly. I mean, I tell everyone that. It's I'm very loud about my dehydration. I literally have to like drink water and apply chapstick during recordings like at least 3 times. And that's what? It's an hour. I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know how I'm going to possibly in my future at the end of this year move to, I believe it's Arizona that Joe is interested in living in the off season. And LA is pretty dry. I'm from humidity. I like humid climates though. Let's keep this in mind. I like tropical. I want to be walking outside and I want to be feeling like I'm swimming. I love that. My skin loves it. My hair loves it. I'm from Texas and Florida. So it kind of tracks that way. So California is very, very, very dry to me. Some people have said it's like we have humid days in Los Angeles. It is not near humid enough for me. Okay, so I'm a dry girly. Water, I need to have it. I also add Element to my water, the Element packets. I saw Liquid IV came out with the sugar-free ones, which I like the idea of, but I also just love the taste of the Element ones. It's like L-M-N-T. Obsessed, I have those on subscription. I need them. So 1 gallon of water every single day. I track that loosely. Just I fill up my water bottle twice. Okay, start every morning with some kind of greens. So right now I'm drinking my Suja green juice, and it's the kind that has, it's pretty low in sugar. It has like cucumber as the first ingredient. So I'm drinking that right now. I also have AG1. I'll kind of switch between the two. I'm an AG1 girly for sure. I've been taking AG1 for a long time, but I also love this green juice and I have it. So sometimes I'll just drink the green juice instead of the AG1, but some kind of greens in the morning, every single morning. And then also I need to be taking my supplements every morning. We are highlighting, starring, underlining vitamin D. I take the AG1, vitamin D and K2, like oil, like the little dropper. I love that stuff. So I take an amount that my doctor has specified that I should take. So I'm not going to share it here because I also just feel weird sometimes sharing not only my medical history, which I'll do sometimes, but sharing with y'all certain dosages of things because I don't want you to take it like you should do it. And I think that's kind of serious. So I'm not going to share that right now. But I take my vitamin D based on like blood tests that my doctor has been like, holy fuck, you are so deficient of vitamin D. You need to get together because that's really important for your mood and like depression. Okay. So vitamin D, that's why it's so important to me. I also take my myo-D-inositol, I think is what it's called, or myo-inositol. It's helpful for PCOS, allegedly. So I take it. The one I have is from Amazon and the bottle says 4 pills. So I don't like to take a ton. Like if I don't have to take 4 pills in the morning of one thing, I won't. So I'll split them between morning and night. So those supplements, and then also my Thesis nootropic supplements. I'm in love with Thesis, and don't ask me to tell you what a nootropic is. Andrew Huberman talks about them all the time. It's some kind of blend of ingredients that helps your brain is what I'm noticing. So when you get Thesis, you take a little quiz. You get a couple of different nootropic blends to try. I think you get 4. And then you try, they'll give you like 7 days of each blend. You try one of the little packets per day for 7 days and you think, okay, like there's one that's called Clarity. You'll take the Clarity one for 7 days. And then you'll take the Energy one for 7 days. And then you'll take I think it's Motivation one. And then there's something else as well. Creativity, I think, was in my bundle. So based on those, you say which ones you liked, and then you can get on subscription and have those every single day. So I really like my Clarity nootropics, my Clarity Thesis, and then my Motivation one. The Energy didn't do much for me. I don't take the Creativity one enough to really notice a difference, but I definitely notice a difference with the Motivation and with the Clarity one. So I take those every single morning as well, and then a probiotic also. Okay, so those are my morning supplements. I am not skipping. I'm a lazy supplement taker, and for that reason, it's hard for me to talk about supplements a lot. I can speak to the Thesis ones because I notice them right away. Like, it's not something that I take consistently, and over time, like over like 75 days or 90 days, do I notice something? It's something I notice immediately after taking them, especially that Motivation one, I would say. So I'm notorious for skipping out on supplements. I'm notorious for just being like, oh, I'll take double tomorrow or something. It's like not how it works. Okay, I need to take a little bit every single day. And I need to do that every single morning and every single evening. I will take my supplements to dinner with me. I will take them to brunch with me. I am signing my little mental contract right now. Today's episode is sponsored by Stitch Fix. Have you ever considered your clothes as the storybook of your life's chapters? Kind of like the wardrobe, actually. I do consider myself a bit of a wardrobe stylist. Picture having the ideal wardrobe to match your 2024 era. Whether you're picking up a new activity this year, looking for maternity wear, or simply bored of your old choices, the stylist at Stitch Fix can curate the perfect look for your unique journey this year. We did talk about in a couple episodes ago, the rebrand, our 2024 rebrand for each of us. The wardrobe is a very important part of your 2024 rebrand, who we are for this year. Stitch Fix is the best way to shop new styles and brands. Think of them as your style partner. Your stylist will learn about your tastes and collaborate with you on looks you'll love without breaking the bank. You simply share your preferences, sizes, and budget, and Stitch Fix sends you 5 items and a fix, what they call their shipments, right to your door. With your choices in mind and sizes from XS to 3XL, they will find your perfect fit. You can try everything on at home, keep what you like, and send back the rest because shipping and returns are always free. They have over 1,000 brands and styles, so no matter what season of life you're in, Stitch Fix has you covered. And over time, Stitch Fix and their season style experts will match you with greater precision to perfect pieces for you based on your likes and dislikes. It's really, really easy. What I like about Stitch Fix is it takes away some kind of mental load for my style, and it's so nice to feel fancy and have a little celeb stylist in your back pocket. I also love that over time they do get to know you like literally a friend would, and so they can recommend better things over time. Thanks, Stitch Fix. They just get me, and they'll get you too. Try today at stitchfix.com/note to self, and you'll get 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. That's stitchfix.com/note to self. stitchfix.com/note to self. Today's episode is sponsored by Rocket Money. And what a timely sponsor, because I needed Rocket Money so badly this year. I told y'all I'm trying to do some loud budgeting. So, do you ever feel like money is just flying out of your account and you have no idea where it's going? Because I do. And for me, a lot of the times it's things that I'm subscribed to that I did not know I was subscribed to. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery service, parenting apps, etc., whatever you got on your phone, it's endless. And I am so guilty of this. So I used Rocket Money to help me find out what subscriptions I'm actually spending money on. And it was very eye-opening. I also had them cancel the ones that I do not want anymore. In particular, I found out I was paying for my tanning place, both here in Los Angeles and California and also in Texas, which is so annoying because I haven't lived in Texas in, I mean, a year and a half. When I had my little brief stint there, not cheap, and I had to get that one canceled for sure. So Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills, which is insane. It's like all in one. It's having a finance professional with you at all times. I can see all my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, I can cancel it with a tap. I never have to get on the phone with customer service. They'll even try to get you a refund for the last couple of months of wasted money and negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is take a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. How insane is that? This is like quickly becoming my favorite sponsor. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over $500 million in canceled subscriptions. So stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/note to self. That's rocketmoney.com/note to self. rocketmoney.com/note to self.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Okay, another thing I'm going to do in the morning is face massage. Now, this doesn't need to be intense. I do have a new face, so I feel like that counts. If I want to do that or gua sha or some kind of just like manual easy massage, I will be doing a small amount of face massage because I am an inflamed girly and I need to get that under control. And I've heard a lot of great things about being consistent with facial massage. So we're going to try it out for the 75 days. And again, I'm pretty lazy. So some days I'll be like, oh, I won't do it today. And then I won't do it the next day. And then I won't do it the next day. So we're going to do this every morning. It doesn't need to be for a very long time. It can be in the shower. I have some gua sha and I have some oils that I know are pretty good for face massage, like jojoba oil in particular. So I am going to be doing that every single morning. Okay. Hungover, brand new, running late or not, I'm going to be doing my facial massage. Okay, this one's kind of maybe a little bit weird, but I think it's the point of a vision board. So I'm going to have a vision board moment in the mornings. I have my vision board out over my desk in my apartment. So I'm going to go over to my vision board and I'm going to look at the board. I'm going to immerse myself on all of the ideas that I worked so hard to create for myself for this year and where I see myself going. And I'm going to actively observe and kind of brainstorm ways to implement these things into my life. So I don't just like set it and forget it. You know what I mean? So I'm going to have it obviously over my desk. I'm making a virtual or a digital version to put on my screensaver for my desktop and also on my phone. I might have to like kind of dumb it down a little bit for the phone to make it fit and not so everything's not so tiny, but I'm going to do some similar version of the vision board. We did a vision board episode and the rebranding episode at the very beginning of the year. So if you guys want to see that and see like the prompts that I'm using, we got so specific. You guys can go listen to that episode. I also did a TikTok with all the prompts on my personal TikTok at Peyton Sarden. So these are just things to keep in mind when you're making your board. Okay. The next thing every morning is a morning walk. I have not set, like I said, similar for the face massage, a certain time frame for this. I'm just going to do my best to get outside, even if it's just around the block real quick. It's just around the block real quick. Now, when Winnie is not, like when Winnie's stitches heal and I think they're like the dissolving ones. So when they dissolve and she's allowed to like run and jump and play and stuff like that, I will be taking her on a walk every day anyways, as we do. But for the past like almost week, I would say I haven't really been walking her a whole lot. So I need to get outside and just take a walk. That's what I did today, is I just walked like a couple blocks. I think it was like 20 minutes of a walk and I listened to a podcast, and I need to get back in that like kind of waking up, putting on clothes and going on a walk. Now, I will say these things can be like habit stacked. You know what I mean? So maybe I'll like wake up, drink a glass of water and take my green juice as I go on a walk, something like that. Or I have my vision board on my phone and I'm kind of like on my walk, having my vision board moment, looking at it, brainstorming internally how I can turn this vision board into real life. So all these things can be doing, you can do this all kind of at once, you know, not all at once, but a lot of them can be stacked. Habit stacked, I believe, is the term for that. Okay. So also in the morning, I have two things I'm going to do in terms of like the tasks that I need to get done. So I keep most of this stuff. I talk about Notion a lot. They're a sponsor of the podcast. I love them. So in my Notion, I have the three most important tasks that I need to get done for the day. And I'm just going to limit it to three because I can be a crazy psycho with my to-do list and add literally everything onto it and then be upset by the end of the day that I didn't get it all done. And I just think that's really being unfair to myself because it's not realistic. So the top three tasks that need to get done, this will usually be for me work-wise, but if there's something really big that needs to happen in my personal life as well, that can be included in the three tasks. And then I'm a procrastinator. Okay. So this might not apply every single day, but at least for the beginning of the 75 soft, I want to tackle something that I absolutely do not want to do. I'm going to make headway on it. For example, this is kind of embarrassing. My Christmas tree is still up. It's not a real tree. It's a pre-lit fake tree. So I've just been like, okay, I took all the decorations off and I got rid of those. And then I was like, okay, do I want to put this on like my neighborhood, like buy nothing Facebook group so someone can have it? Cause I don't think I need it for next year cause I'm not moving with this Christmas tree. It was like $80 and I got all the fun out of it that I needed. It was so worth the money, but I don't want to like keep it. Because I also think I'd want a different type of tree and a different type of space. So anyways, I'm making it complicated. I'm like, do I put this on the freaking Facebook group? Do I throw it away? Do I just put it on the corner and say, like, does anyone want this? I'll probably put it on the Facebook group. That Buy Nothing Facebook group is very intriguing to me. I have not given anything away, nor have I picked anything up from that. If you don't know what that is, just Google it. I'm sure there's a Buy Nothing near you. But basically, like, the premise is, like, people take old stuff that they don't want or new stuff that they don't want or they're moving or whatever. Instead of throwing it away, they just like ask anyone in their neighborhood, like, do you need this? Does anyone want this? And then that person can just come over and pick it up. Obviously, be safe. Okay, don't be stupid. But I will probably put it in my Buy Nothing group. My point is, I've been staring at it and I've done small steps like taking the decor off and getting rid of that. But this tree is still in my living room and I'll just sit there and look at it while I'm watching TV and be like, that really should get done. And then I just don't want to do it. Like it's one of those things I have a block from, you know? So I need to just do something like that every single day. Email my tax guy, set up an appointment with him. I don't know, get my driver's license renewed. Just little things like that or big things like that. I need to take little steps to getting those big things done or else they will just sit there and I'll be late on everything. And it just like doesn't help. Paying my freaking parking tickets. I have 8,000 of those. So I probably need to get those done because they keep increasing. It's not helpful for me to just know that they're due. I need to do something about them. So that will also make me feel a lot better about myself. So every single day that I, you know, start this, I don't know by the end of 75 if there's 75 things that I really, really intensely need to get done. But for starters, for the beginning of this challenge, that's what we're doing. So if there are things that you need to get done, Let's conquer those things in this 75 soft. Okay. So during the day, I want to make time to stretch every day. I need to stretch. As I'm getting older, I'm just like so cramped. My back hurts. My joints hurt. I'm so sore after every single workout and I need to stretch. I need to work on my mobility to get ahead of it so that when I get like older, it doesn't all creep up on me and I'm getting like knee and hip replacements. I'll still probably need something. Because I've got some weak joints. But I'm going to do my best to build them up and make them strong and also be flexible. So I need to stretch every single day. I'm going to find some kind of, I don't want to say tutorial, but like some kind of guidance on that. I have the Allo Moves app that has a bunch of good exercises on there. And I think there's a stretching one. So I think whatever fitness app that you use, if you do use one, they probably have some good like quick 5-10 minute stretching examples. And then I want to walk 7,000 plus steps a day. So I know 10,000 is a number that people kind of strive for. I was listening to a podcast somewhat recently and I don't remember what it was, but it was someone that I trust. It was like a doctor and this or like some kind of scientist saying that the 10,000 number, he doesn't know where that was like created from. I think it's just a good number. And I know there's like 10,000 hours of there's a theory that if you've done your job or something for 10,000 hours, you're like officially top a professional, something like that. I read a book about it. I don't know. But the 10,000 steps, allegedly, you can get the same amount of like benefit from actually doing 7,000 steps. That's like the scientific number that was tested of like people, I don't know, improving some kind of important health metric. I don't think it was for being like necessarily like thinner or leaner. I think it was something with like your heart or whatever, but I think it's 7,000 steps is a scientific number for that. Now, if you just want to do a quick Google search, go ahead. You probably need to because that wasn't a great explanation, but in some world, at some point, I got the number 7,000, not 10,000. That's the only notes I have mentally for that. So I'm going to do 7,000 because I'm listening to whoever told me that blindly. Also, I'm going to Google it once I get home. Okay. So it's the 7,000 steps, the stretching every day. And then at any point in the day, morning, afternoon, evening, whenever I get a chance, I want to read for 15 minutes. I think the original 75 soft said read 10 pages. I'm just doing 15 minutes. I also think that if I start with the 15 minutes, I'll probably go a little bit longer. But there are those days where I'm like, the 15 minutes could not come or go fast enough. So reading for 15 minutes during the day at any point, whenever I have the time to do so. Okay. In the evening, I fucking hate this, but dishes. I need to do my dishes every single day. I need to do the dishes in the evening. I need to load them and I need to let them run. I will let dishes pile up. And that is one of the grossest things that starts making me feel like I'm more depressed. And again, it's like a negative feedback loop. Like the dishes aren't done. Looks like I'm getting more depressed. I'm getting more depressed because the dishes aren't done. The dishes aren't done, which is showing me that I'm depressed. It's just negative. So the dishes need to happen. They're disgusting. I got myself some little dish doing gloves, which makes me feel like very much housewife. So I'm like cosplaying as I'm doing it. So fun. So I've gotten my dish cleaning gloves and those are going to help me do the dishes, allegedly. I need to come up with a podcast that I always listen to, some kind of like little treat around doing the dishes. It's like when I train Winnie, I need to train myself to do the dishes and like it. Maybe I'll give myself like a little hot chocolate or something after. I have that Beam hot chocolate. I just ordered a new flavor. It's the fudgy chocolate brownie flavor because I need it. I had the mint chocolate one and I'm not a huge chocolate with mint person, but it's the only one that my friend had to give me. So tried that one. I actually do like it, but I think I'm going to like this brownie one better. So I got that one. And maybe that will be my treat after I do the dishes every day. I already drink the hot chocolate every day, but mentally I'll just be like, okay, it's after the dishes. Okay. I'm going to do my LED mask every single night. I have the Dr. Dennis Gross one. I'm pretty sure that's the one. I do the blue and red light and it's only 3 minutes. So I've been doing actually the blue and red light on my face and then moving it down to like my neck and doing the red light for anti-aging because the blue is for acne, red's for anti-aging. So I will do that every single night. I also need to do the Grow Serum. I have the Vegamore Grow Serum that I love and scalp massage every single night. So insert whatever serum you like here for your hair, if it's rosemary oil or something like that. The Grow Serum I like because I can use it at night and in the morning my hair isn't super greasy from it. So I need to use the Grow Serum every single night and massage it into my head. There are times where I'll do this like every night of like 1 week and then I'll forget about it or whatever. I need to do it every single day though. I need to do the whole lymphatic drainage. I don't know if it's lymphatic. Maybe it is. Just circulation hack of putting my legs up on the wall. And I'll usually do this ideally when I'm doing my LED mask and reading. That would be like an ideal situation. Or if I need to get some work done, I'll do it then. But adding the reading into this while I'm doing the LED mask, my legs are up on the wall. Talk about habit stacking. Okay. So I'll do that. Me and Winnie will just like hang out on my bed and have my legs up on the wall with that mask. I also really like this eye massager that I got from the TikTok shop. I think it's also, actually I bought mine on Amazon, but it's one of those things that you just like put on your eyes and it massages it and like gets warm. So maybe I'll do that with my legs up on the wall, listen to a podcast, and whatever way you need to do it, make yourself excited to do it. And then every single night, I would like to be going to bed before midnight. I am a night owl and I would like to start getting up a little bit earlier because the world is just up earlier than what I would normally like to call my awake time. How I'd like to set my alarm clock is for 10 a.m., but that's not the case. So I need to start getting up earlier, meaning I need to go to bed a little bit earlier. It's just so enticing to be up late when you're cozy. I got my eye mask on. I want to scroll TikTok. No one is like emailing me about things. So that's kind of my time to be more relaxed. But if I could probably move that time to the morning, I just need to like train myself to do so. So bed before midnight. And then the last two things, mouth tape every single night. It's not hot, let me tell you. And typically I like to put Aquaphor all over my face at nighttime. So it's not sticking so well sometimes, but I did find some mouth tape that stays pretty well even when I have like dewy Aquaphor-y skin. Mouth tape is good for me because I am a mouth breather at night, mostly because I have a deviated septum in my nose and I really can't breathe through it that well. But if I allow myself to mouth breathe, then my nose gets more stopped up and then I feel sick. And then like, because I'm mouth breathing, I'm breathing drier in my throat and then I feel just like disgusting. I feel sick even when I'm not. So the mouth tape is working for me. I think I have been breathing better through my nose since I started using the mouth tape. So I just have the clear kind that I get from Amazon. Again, I'll put it on the list. I'm going to put on my dishes thing a little note to add my dish doing gloves. I'm adding everything in here on the Amazon list for y'all. So mouth tape. And then the last one's kind of corny, and I may or may not do it when I'm like sleeping with my boyfriend, like when he's in town or when I'm going to see him, but we'll see. I mean, he knows I'm insane anyways. It just might disrupt his sleep, but like nightly sleep affirmations. So I've seen people do like the nightly sleep ones or do some kind of like nightly subliminals that you can just play. I find them on YouTube. I think there's a guy named Dylan James, and he'll do ones that are about like manifestation or like financial success and freedom or just like attracting good or for your love life or being hotter, like whatever it is. He's got a lot of ones. You could just really Google like sleep tapes affirmations and find someone that you like to listen to. So I am going to start doing those every single night. I'll do them when I remember. So I'm torn between having the YouTube tapes, because you do have to keep your phone, or I keep my phone open near me, like on my side table when I do that. But I also know that's like not necessarily good for you. So I'm trying to learn how to do it in a better way. But for now, I've slept with my phone by me, I don't know, for what, 15 years now or more. I think I'll just have to deal with it if I'm dealing with the phone problems. That's another Google search I'll be making later. But for now, I'm keeping my phone by me or my computer by me and running a sleep tape, an 8-hour sleep tape or more through my sleep. And that is my 75 soft. That's a note to self, 75 soft. And like I said, I'm going to test it out for a little bit before you guys get on board with me, because it's going to be before this episode, obviously. And we'll start together today is the first day of our 75. Actually, let's do it tomorrow. So you guys don't, like, in case you're just listening to this right now, we're prepping for it. We're starting 75 soft tomorrow. And if you're listening to this late, do whatever you want. Okay, there's really not any rules. As much as I'm telling you there are so many rules, there are not rules. Do this whenever you want to. This is just to inspire you, maybe to create your own. And let me know how this is going for you guys. I feel like I'm going to be so much hotter and so much less depressed after. Fingers fucking crossed. Okay, my note to self for this week is just, I guess we'll talk about how I started the episode. Take control of the things that you can change. If there's dishes in the sink, do the fucking dishes. If you need to go on a walk, go on a fucking walk. If you need to send Josh your ads, send Josh your ads. Just get them done. Don't look at your computer and your stupid mic and just sit there and be like, okay, I'll do it in a second. Just get stuff done when it needs to get done, because then it's done and you don't have to worry about it anymore and it makes you less anxious. And everyone knows this is obvious, but sometimes I forget. And I let myself have a little too much grace. We love giving ourselves grace, but too much is just, you got to be real with yourself. That's it for this episode. Let me know how y'all's 75 soft starts. Send me some DMs about it. Yes, I did just say that. I'm trying to be better about my DMs now. That's going into my list of do the things that you don't want to do to just get them done. And I also, when I'm actually talking to people in my DMs, I do enjoy myself. It's just like the pressure of getting started is a lot. So anyway, come find me on Instagram at Peyton Sarton. I'm on TikTok at Peyton Sarton. I'm on YouTube at Peyton Sarton. And the note to self TikTok is note to self pod. And the Instagram is at NTSYPS. The Instagram is kind of going off lately. So come check us out on the Instagram. Also give us 5 stars on Spotify and on iTunes, and I will talk to you guys next week. Thank y'all so much for listening to today's episode. You can catch a new episode of Note to Self every Thursday. Please, please don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on any of the good stuff. I always want to hear from you, so please leave a rating and review if you have a sec. Follow Note to Self on social for all the behind the scenes action and more info about the show at NTS by PS on Instagram and at Note to Self Pod on TikTok. And I'll talk to y'all next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.